Praise the Lord, precious listeners. Today is a momentous occasion, a beautiful day that the Lord has made to grant us another opportunity to come before Him and to witness the marvelous things He has done. I'm your host, Joseph Lumumba, and this is RTD Church Christian Radio. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, thank you because of this day. We bless your holy name because you are God Almighty, Savior of the world. You are the one who created us in your own image after your likeness. It is an opportunity, a beautiful day that you've given us, O King of Glory, that we may worship you, that we may bless you, and that we may understand the significance of life that you've given us under this sun, Jehovah King of Glory. Thank you because of this day. Thank you because of my precious listeners. And thank you, Jehovah King of Glory, for marvelous things and wonderful things you are doing in their lives. Some of them are sick. Some of them are discouraged. Some of them are disappointed. But you are the Lord God who can help them, who can restore them, who can give them peace that surpasses human understanding. Lord, I honor you and I bless you this day. Thank you because you are worthy and you are mighty. In Jesus' mighty name, I trust, believe, and pray. Amen. Thank you once again, precious listeners. The one speaking to you is your host, Joseph Lumumba, and this is RTD Church Christian Radio. So today, I would begin by saying that it is a momentous occasion that you are going to sit down and discuss some of the nitty-gritties as we move on in our new program. The program I'm introducing today is a very, very significant program. It is a program that has been designed to help us in our lives, to help us in our families, to help us in our marriages, to help us in every aspect of life that we are. Therefore, I want to take this auspicious occasion to welcome you to our new program, the Marriage School. It is a marriage school because it's a God's blueprint for singles and couples. So, the building block of this program is essentially in the book written by a servant of God, Pastor Lenin Were. He's the founder of this radio podcast. Also, he's the founder of RTD Church International. As I begin this program, it is important, therefore, to introduce the author of this book officially by asking ourselves a simple question: who is Pastor Lenin Were? This man is a husband, is a father, is the founder of RTD Church International in the capacity of the senior pastor, is the founder of the RTD Church Christian Radio. He holds so many accolades, like he's a holder of the master's degree in theology from the Moody Theological Seminary in Chicago, Illinois. He's also an expert in IT and business administration. He's also a distinguished marriage counselor. So he's a man who wears so many hats. In that event, he has brought us a blueprint of our discussion today, such that when I introduce this book, it is important that you understand how it came to be or how it existed. So without wasting time, blessed people, precious listeners, this book is a very important book. It is titled Marriage School by Pastor Lenin Were. The book has special dedication to his family and the church globally, meaning me and you. The book also has 24 chapters, meaning it is going to be a long journey in this new episode at RCD Church Christian Radio. We have several chapters handling several aspects of life. These chapters are as follows. We have chapter number 1, which is a call to maturity in marriage. Chapter number 2, call to dignity and discernment. Chapter number 3, discovering friendship and oneness. Chapter number 4, becoming a godly woman of influence. Chapter number 5, trusting God in waiting season. Chapter number 6 is about standing together when one falls. Chapter number 7 is building marriage on a sacred foundation. Of course, we have chapter number 8, guarding your gaze, protecting your heart. Chapter number 9 talks about how selfishness threatens the unity of marriage. Chapter number 10 is protecting purity, preserving dignity. Chapter number 11 is crucifying the flesh. Don't just change. That is quite intriguing. Chapter number 12 is about what's really driving your pursuit. Chapter number 13 is foundational issues to deal with before marriage. Chapter number 14 is benefits of holy matrimony. Chapter number 15 is message to our single parents. Chapter number 16 is guarding your heart with wisdom and discernment. Chapter number 17 is don't ignore the red flags. Chapter number 18 is the role of friendship in relationships. Chapter number 19 is surrendering to divine timing and direction. Chapter number 20 is message to those who feel left out. Chapter number 21 is do not marry an unbeliever. Chapter number 22 is the glory of a woman in her husband. Chapter number 23 is don't wait for her in a dream. Then the final chapter in this book are the final words of counsel. As you can see, precious people, it is a book that is fully fledged, having a whole 24 chapters with subtitles. So we will be journeying together in this marriage school book to understand why exactly was this book published by the author. I began by introducing this servant of God, Pastor Lenin Were, and want us to dive into the preface of this book that you may understand the inspiration he got to bring to us this noble wisdom through this book, The Marriage School. Now I take this opportunity to read the preface of this book such that we may understand the significance of this book, the inspiration of this book, and the turning point that this book brought in the life of the author. And also, it can transform, it can influence my life and your life as readers, that you may begin to understand some of the foundational issues and their impact in the future or in the near future. So right away, I begin with the preface of this book. These are the words of the author of the book, Pastor Lenin Were. Is the author of this book and also the founder of the RTD Church International. I give all glory and thanks to God for the grace to write this book. It is my prayer that the Lord will use these pages to heal, build, and strengthen marriages, helping them to rise to fulfill their God-given mandate on earth. Look at that introduction of the preface, beloved people. The three words that we get from there is that these pages will heal, build, and strengthen. Paragraph number 2 He says that we are living in a time when marriages are under heavy attack across the nations. The enemy understands why God treasures marriage. It is the first institution he created, and it holds the power to shape families, communities, and nations. The future of our world depends largely on the kind of children we raise in our homes, and that begins with the healthy marriages. Having been raised in a broken home, I've carried with me deep impressions of that experience. Though I was not an orphan, I often say I felt like one. Both my parents were alive, but I've never had an opportunity to grow up with them under one roof. I moved from one home to another, longing for stability, acceptance, and love. I yearned for a place to call home, but never truly found one. There are many painful moments in my youth. In sorrow, I sometimes blamed God for my parents' separation. My heart wrestles with rejection, but one day, after coming to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I turned to Him for answers. I asked why my parents' marriage had failed. One evening during high school, I opened my Bible, seeking understanding. The Lord led me to the book of Isaiah, where He spoke clearly to my heart. He showed me that He had come to rescue my parents' marriage. But no one responded to His call. He revealed that His power to save, heal, and deliver is always present. But it was our lack of faith and unwillingness to listen that often blocks His intention. So the book of Isaiah, the servant of God is referring to, is in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 50, from verse 1 to 3. I will read in New King James Version. Thus says the Lord, where's the certificate? Your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? For your iniquities you have sold yourselves, and for your transgressions your mother has been put away. Why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? That scripture marked the beginning of his healing journey. He realized that God always has been near, ready to help, ready to save. But we so often fail to recognize His voice during times of turmoil. He also came to understand one painful truth, that when divorce happens, children often suffer the most. This is one of the reasons why God hates divorce. It leaves deep wounds that makes or take years, sometimes a lifetime, to heal. Precious people, you can now begin to understand why this book was written. So he continues by saying that I thank God for His agape love, the love that flows from Calvary. That love healed my heart. When God restored me, I began to see my parents' story not just with pain, but with purpose. I listened to both sides of the experience, and coupled with the Word of God, I began to understand the deep lessons that eventually formed the foundation of this book. Even before I was married, God began to use me to counsel and pray for couples on the brink of divorce. I saw marriages healed, homes restored, hearts reconciled. It was humbling to see people who had been married for decades coming to a young man to counsel, for counsel and prayer. Through that experience, I realized that part of my pastoral calling is to help restore marriages to the will of God. I honestly prayed to not to repeat the mistakes of my parents. I asked the Lord for wisdom, understanding, and discernment, not just for the wife He would give me, but of how I would steward my own marriage. I wanted my life to be a testimony of God's redemptive power I firmly believe that marriage works because God made it to work. That is quite amazing, precious listener. God made it to work. That is a key takeaway. This book is filled with teachings, lessons, and personal stories of my journey. It testifies to the power of God in marriage and how we can do great things when we understand to walk in God's original plan for the sacred institution. When things fall apart, the best thing to do is to return to the blueprint. This book will help guide you back to God's mind and heart for marriage, the very foundation He created to reflect His will and accomplish His purpose on earth. That's quite tremendous. Beloved, listen. Remember, this is your host, Joseph Lumumba, RTD Church Christian Radio. Now, from the preface of this book, I'm seeing a young man whose life was in turmoil due to the pressures of life, the divorce that the parents went through, and that level of loneliness and gloom that surrounded his fears of influence. He says he would move from home to home, meaning sometimes he's with the father, sometimes he's with the mother. There is no single day would celebrate that they were under one roof. And those are the challenges affecting me and you today. Therefore, it is important to get to read this book. Remember, it is also in the Amazon. You can book and your copy can be sent to you. Our website is www.restorationoftentofdavid.church. Our email address is info.restorationoftentofdavid.church. Our ministry is Restoration of the Tent of David, founded by Pastor Lenin Were, the author of this book, The Marriage School. Without wasting time, blessed people, precious listeners, I will move right away to the first chapter of this book, which will be the first episode of this series, The Marriage School. In this chapter, I would say that it is a robust chapter, a very important chapter in this book, Marriage School, by Pastor Lenin Were, the founder of RTD Church International. Chapter 1 of this book is about a call to maturity in marriage, meaning you live and you cleave. The foundational scripture for chapter number 1 is Genesis chapter number 2, verse 24. And this is what the Bible says. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Precious people, blessed listeners, marriage begins with maturity. God's instruction in Genesis 2:24 is not merely cultural. It is spiritual, emotional, and practical. Before a man enters into marriage, he must demonstrate the ability to lead, to provide, and to work independently. This is a foundational truth many in today's generation overlook. Look at those key demonstrations. Ability to lead. Are you a leader? If you get married, will you lead a family? Will you lead your people? Will you lead your wife? Will you lead your children? Ability to provide. Are you able to provide the fundamental basic needs? Food, shelter, and clothing. Education. Health. Are you able to handle them? Ability to work independently. Can you stand to be counted as a man or as a woman in your family, in your marriage? Or you want to cling on your family, you want to cling on friends, you want to cling on society. So you understand that this is a foundational truth. Many in today's generation, they overlook. People just want to get married, but they don't want to be accountable. They don't cannot lead, they cannot provide, they cannot work independently. We live in a time where young men pursue marriage without readiness. They remain dependent on their parents, bringing girlfriends into their childhood bedrooms, you see, confusing lust with leadership. But you see, God's design is different. Before Adam received Eve, he had a garden to tend, responsibilities to manage, and an identity rooted in God. Meaning Eve didn't just come before the garden came first, followed by Adam. From there, he was given responsibilities to tend the garden, to make it beautiful, meaning it was a learning process such that when the woman would come, he would know his role and responsibility of taking care of her and guarding her. Third paragraph of our chapter 1 says that Jesus himself is self-modeled this. Though he speaks of many mansions in his Father's house, he still went ahead to prepare a place for the bride. That is in John chapter number 14, verse 2. Preparation is not just physical, it is spiritual, financial, and emotional. Meaning for me to resort into marriage, I need to be financially stable. I need to be emotionally stable and spiritually strong. Okay. If I'm destabilized emotionally, it means I cannot control myself. There is no control. Every now and then I'm in anger. And the resultant of it is that it will be a chaotic house. A chaotic house is chaotic. Just like the name suggests, chaotic. No development, no growth. Pandemonium every now and then. Paragraph number 4 is to single man. To the single man, do not rely on your parents to support your wife. Build your own altar, your own home, and your own stability. Independence is not pride, it is stewardship. Dad, I need this. Mom, I need this. Dad, my wife is doing this. Mom, my wife is doing, my husband is doing this. It doesn't work in that man. Independence truly does not mean that you are proud of yourself. It is stewardship. It is leadership. If you are an independent man, meaning you know how to budget for your family, you know their budget limits, like in 1 month, how much do you eat? How do you spend your resources that you have? But think of it, you are married and you are living in your house, but everything depends from the direction that is coming from your parent. It means that you are unstable. You cannot make your own rational decisions. You must bend your back to get orders from somewhere else is when you perform your duties. That is irresponsibility. You have to be independent because it will help you to know your limits, sharpen yourself, and see life differently. To our single ladies, chapter number 5 is for verse number, paragraph number 5 is for you. It says, marry a man with this vision, one who is already walking in purpose. Don't assume you can change his direction after marriage. If you can't support his calling or submit to his leadership, then you are not aligned with him. Marriage is not about fixing someone. It's about walking together in the same direction. And that is where the problem is. Many young women today, is what is called human rights. Yes, it is important and I appreciate human rights. But there are some nitty-gritties in the family or in marriage that human right principle, I'm putting that human rights in quotes, do not misquote me, specific rights that you want to bring into house simply because you feel maybe you are much smarter than your husband. You want to outdo your husband. You want only to be heard, you alone to be heard in the house. Husband there to be seen but not to be heard. You want to be the overriding ruler of that house. Remember, this one is a journey of two people, not of one person. It's about walking together in the same direction. And of course, we must understand that you are always in different cultures and aspects of life, but you are going to compromise everything such that you two can connect in one portal and move together. That is very, very important, blessed listeners. If you can't support his calling or submit to his leadership, then you are not aligned. 2 kings cannot live in the same paradise. A kingdom will only be ruled by one king. If another king arises, it is rebellion. That is very, very important. So, if you look at the second part of the scripture, we read Genesis chapter number 2, verse 24. Second part of the scripture is just as crucial because it says, he shall be united to his wife. This means prioritizing your spouse over every other relationship. Blessed listeners, men, let us come here. Prioritizing your spouse over every other relationship, your wife becomes your partner, your confidant, your first call, not your mother, not your friends. A man must protect, defend, and cling to his wife, not just in easy times, but specifically in adversity. Even when she makes mistakes, God holds him accountable to love, lead, and cover. That is quite intriguing. That is quite intriguing. Meaning that when your wife becomes your partner and you are confident, you will trust her and entrust her with some of the responsibilities also in the house. A confidant is a person you bear so many responsibilities with that you align in everything, how you walk, how you talk. You get that things are just aligning. Sometimes you wake up, you just look at her face and you've just communicated millions of words. That is love. She becomes your heartbeat, the epicenter of your existence. And finally, the last third part of the scripture says, and finally the two shall become one flesh. Amazing. This speaks to the deep intimacy and connection of marriage. Remember, it is spiritual, emotional, and physical. Sex within marriage is not merely physical release. It is sacred exchange of trust, emotion, and covenant. When that unity is broken or neglected, distance grows. We say it is fellowship. When fellowship is broken, now distance begins to grow. Now a third party comes in between. Because you are now not one flesh, you are two flesh. Because when there is communion, there's clinging to each other, you become one flesh. But if that one is ignored, the distance now begins to grow. Paul writes in the book of 1 Corinthians 7:3, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. Affection and sexual intimacy are not just optional in marriage. They are acts of service and expression of love that builds oneness. That's amazing. So, beloved people, precious listener, this is RTD Church Christian Radio. I'm your host, Joseph Lumumba. That one brings us to the end of chapter 1 of this book, Marriage School by Pastor Lenny Wery. Therefore, it is important to look at some of the takeaways from the chapter we've just read, chapter number 1. Call for Maturity in Marriage by Pastor Lenin Wery. The key takeaways here are, number one, maturity precedes marriage, meaning a man must be prepared to provide, to protect, and to lead. That is when the maturity will be seen in marriage. Marriage requires alignment, but alignment in vision, values, and purpose. You align with your husband, you align with your wife. The third key takeaway is cling to your spouse, not to the outsiders or old ties. Old ties that I must consult my mother on this, I must consult my father on this, I must do this. No. Cling to your spouse, learn each other, love each other, be affectionate to one another, understand one another. The last key takeaway is about sex in marriage is sacred and sustaining. It strengthens emotional and spiritual unity. Do not use sex in marriage as a weapon of punishment to your husband or to your wife. That you as a young man or woman, you just wake up and say, today I will not even give him or her my body. That is evil. Sex is sacred and it is sustaining. In fact, it is one of the most important ingredients. In fact, the main ingredient in marriage. For you to become that part one flesh, it means you are coming together, having carnal knowledge of one another. So it's a very, very important ingredient in the marriage. And that one comes or marks the end of our chapter number 1 of our book, The Marriage School by Pastor Lenin Wery, the founder of RTD Church International, and also the founder of the radio podcast, RTD Church International. I'm your host, Joseph Lumumba. If you have questions, you have inquiries, you can visit our website, www.restorationoftentofdavid.church. Also, we have our Facebook pages, Restoration of Tent of David. And also, official page, Facebook page is Pastor Lenin Wery Facebook page. Also in YouTube, you will find us, the Restoration of Tent of David. Let us continue in this journey, blessed people, precious listeners. I'm your host, Joseph Lumumba. Have a blessed day. See you soon. Bye-bye.